Chapter 17, My Mom's Mantle. When Melinda left her dwelling place and returned again, her heart felt full of love for her home. It expressed all the longing in her heart for a place of comfort and rest. She especially loved visiting my mom's room and asking for her story about the things that graced my mom's mantle over the fireplace. Now, let it be known that this was no ordinary fireplace, not by a long shot. This one was put in a special room for a special lady built years ago by Da because of his deep love for her. Some years before my mom became very ill, Da decided then to build her a room for both of them, combining a bedroom and a sitting room. This room radiated so much love and sweetness, the very essence of Jesus Christ, that the grandchildren would come here and hear stories and be prayed for. They often would keep my mom company when Da had to go out of town on business. Melinda would tell her friends that my mom's room was a favorite place in the world, next to church, of course, because in the winter, the windows were beautiful with the crystal beauty of God's hand when the frost was on them. And then in the spring, the smell of the flowers that grew under her window would permeate her room with the odor of potpourri essence that Melinda said must be the smell of heaven itself. Now, my mom kept these very flowers on a little table by the huge fireplace that Da had built and set himself. He built it and set it just for her, telling everyone that each rock that was set was a beautiful memory of their life together. Theirs must have been a joyful journey, for the fireplace took the space of one entire wall. The mantle was a beautiful work of Big Jeff, he being the wood artist in the home, and the day it was laid upon the top of the fireplace, all the family said its beauty took their breath away. My mom then took some things out of her chest and put them upon the top surface of this fine piece of wood, and as she laid them down, she proceeded to tell them this little story. I had been just walking a good piece away from our cabin when I came upon a deserted one that was looking as if the family had gone berry picking and just forgot to be coming back home again. I was being careful while I looked and thinking all the time that the family would be appearing and thinking I was butting in. I was visiting this cabin many times after that first time. After a while, I knew in my heart they would not be returning, and I never found out where they went and why they were not coming again to their little darling home. I had been seeing these things that are now resting upon my mantle and was fearing that I would be hurting God if I took them. I knew after many months that they could be mine without my sinning, for I knew the family would not be appearing to get them. I then put them in my hope chest, knowing in my heart that these sweet memories of that darling family would be resting in a place in my home someday. I knew that the family must have been fine folks, because I saw love in the things I took, and you see here. The daddy must have loved music, for this violin could have provided lovely music after dinner. The mommy must have come from a family of good upbringing, for the delicate cup and saucer speaks of that. And the handmade toys tell me of a pa who took time to whittle a piece of wood into a sweet plaything for his little ones. All of us were near to tears as my mom told the story of that family with such feeling. We all agreed that the day was very special due to the love that was in that room. We all separated after kissing our precious grandparents, and everyone knew that each had been touched by God's Spirit, for where else could such love and joy abound as it did here, except that God would be the center of it all.